Pursuing business excellence shouldn't come at the expense of your well-being or your family. You shouldn't have to leverage your personal life for professional accolades or attainment. But in this corporate world of leadership and just building our businesses, the concept of a healthy executive may seem like a distant dream. When it comes to building your startup, growing your business, elevating it to the next level, being healthy might seem like this distant dream. But when you are time constrained, your fitness, unfortunately, is one of the first things that's clipped and relegated to the bench. But it's critical and crucial to understand that your health is not just a luxury. It's a necessity. It's the foundation upon which your professional success is built. Optimal executive health isn't just about avoiding sickness. It's about optimal well-being, energy, mental clarity, resilience, and enhanced performance. A healthy executive, a healthy entrepreneur, they're physically fit, they're emotionally balanced, they're spiritually attuned, and they're mentally sharp. And so, as with that said, welcome. I am Julian Hayes II. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Executive Health and Life, where the mission is to help you build world-class health and human performance, and ultimately become the CEO of your health and your life. Now, for business executives, for entrepreneurs, your health is reflected in every single decision and task that you make or that you don't make. Your well-being influences your effectiveness as a leader, your productivity, your company's bottom line. The importance of fitness and preventative care for a healthy executive, for a healthy founder, cannot be overstated. But balancing this demanding role and maintaining a fitness routine, this can be challenging. This can be challenging even for the most organized of individuals. And this is where the concept of a home gym can be a game changer toward operating with a high level of executive wellness and functioning. Now, the question is, why a home gym? And let's look at this from a macro, big picture standpoint. A home gym is not just about having a few pieces of fitness equipment in your basement or your garage. It's about creating a dedicated space to focus on your physical health, away from the pressures of work, away from the various stressors of life that's inevitably going to hit all of us. So think of your home gym as your executive wellness center, as your mental sanctuary, tailored to your unique functional needs and goals. Now, for a busy entrepreneur, for a busy executive like yourself, having a home gym means no more trying to squeeze in a workout at the overcrowded gym during your lunch break or leaving the confines of your home in the early morning. It means no more commuting to the fitness center or rushing through exercises to return to the office. It's about having the freedom to exercise on your own terms, in your own space, and at your pace. So let's dive into 10 impactful reasons why every entrepreneur and business leader could use a home gym. And the very first one is convenience and time efficiency of a home gym for busy executives. So as an executive, as an entrepreneur, as someone who's rising up the ranks, maybe you're even a content creator who is building an empire. Time is your most precious asset. The stakes are high. Managing your schedule at times can feel like solving a complex puzzle. And then, unfortunately, with all these things, and I always talk about this and call this a paradox of success, your workout often falls off the list, unintentionally, not out of neglect, but just because there's so many other things that's going on right now. So having a home gym can change this. It offers convenience, and it also offers efficiency. So regarding your productivity, you can save significant time commuting to a commercial gym and waiting for the equipment to be unattended. And so your home gym, it's always open. It's always ready when you are. Anything you can do to help automate your health must be leveraged. We must make things as easy as possible on ourselves because we already have enough hard things that we have to deal with day in and day out. So whether you prefer a early morning workout to kickstart your day, or as an alternative, you prefer an evening session to unwind, your home gym caters to your preferences. This convenience makes incorporating fitness into your daily routine much easier, ensuring that your fitness doesn't take a back seat. So reason number two here, flexibility in scheduling your home gym, or sorry, with your home gym. Now, flexibility is crucial to having a home gym and staying on top of your health. There's a lot of unpredictability, throughout our days. There's last minute meetings, there's extended work hours. A home gym allows you to exercise whenever you find time without being tied to the operational hours of a traditional gym. So whether you want to break your workout into multiple short sessions throughout the day, or that you prefer a long, uninterrupted workout over the weekend, your home gym accommodates your lifestyle. And this flexibility ensures that your fitness routine is adaptable, it's sustainable, and most importantly, it's stress-free. And so the third reason that I want to get to here is privacy and focus with your workouts. Now, a commercial gym can be filled with distractions. Socializing in community is beneficial, very much so. And it's significant to have this in our lives. It's one of the most potent and important pillars of longevity. But sometimes we just need our personal space. Sometimes we just need to be ourselves. Distance running provides me with some much needed solitude while attending to my health and overall cardiovascular health. Your home gym, on the other hand, can offer you a private and more focused environment that will benefit your various personal wellness goals. You can concentrate on your workout, listen to your body, and maximize each exercise. And so reason number four here is health and stress management. So exercise, it's not just about physical fitness for us as entrepreneurs, as leaders. It's a powerful tool, a necessary tool for stress management. Stress can take on numerous identities from different angles. And I recorded a podcast on this a long time ago, and I discussed six pillars, in particular, six types of stress. So definitely go check that out if you haven't. Now, all of these things, when we're talking about stress, they can hit us at different angles. And these can affect our overall executive functioning and our performance. Now, as an executive, as a founder, as a busy professional in general, you are most likely going to be inundated with constant pressure, dealing with numerous issues that can take a toll on your health. And a home gym offers an accessible and effective way to combat this stress. So your state of wellness, your overall sanity, is going to thank you for this positive outlet. Now, when we think about regular workouts, it can help with lowering stress hormones. It can help improving sleep quality. It can help with boosting your mood. But whatever predisposition that you may have discovered, even through your genetic testing or medical history, these can all improve through regular bouts of movement. So reason number five here, it's easier to execute on your workouts that are or should be designed uniquely for you when you have a home gym. So a home gym is going to give you complete control over your fitness routine. You can tailor your workouts to your specific needs, to your specific goals, and ultimately tailor them to focus in on what matters most to you and is needed in this particular moment. So whether it's building strength, whether it's improving flexibility, whether it's enhancing your endurance, or it's achieving a mixture of all of those, your home gym is equipped to help you thrive both in and outside the boardroom. So you can choose your equipment, such as kettlebells. You can design your workout schedule, and you can adjust the intensity of these exercises that you're doing. And so this personalization, it ensures that your workouts are not just effective, but they're also enjoyable without this interruption, without unexpected things happening at the gym that's further creating delays in your schedule and life. And one of those could be missing equipment, which happens all the time. So I want to get to point number six here, And this is just to encourage a regular exercise routine. And at the end of the day, a home gym offers convenience, flexibility, and personalization. And this can make your exercise and your overall program much more appealing. A home gym helps you build consistency easier. And consistency, as we all know, in business and with our careers and creating in general, this is what it's all about. That's how you build that successful endeavor in those specific domains. And the same thing applies to our fitness routine here. So when your gym is just a few steps away, down the hall, in the garage, staying committed to your fitness goals is much more manageable and easier. And it's less mental energy that you're having to expel thinking about your fitness. And now we have this extra mental energy, this extra bandwidth, and we can allocate this back to our business, back to our family, back to our hobbies, whatever it is that you deem forth. And so regular exercise also, it helps boost our energy. And indirectly, by boosting our energy, by having positive endorphins going on, this is going to lead to us making better nutritional decisions. Better nutrition combined with intentional exercise will help improve concentration, will help enhance your creativity, and will help promote overall well-being. So when you foster this regular exercise habit, this home gym can play a crucial role in maintaining not only your body weight, but most importantly, as a audacious entrepreneur, executive, business professional, it's going to help regulate your mental health. And so reason number 7 here is to improve work-life integration. Now, some people call this work-life balance. I prefer work-life integration. That's much more realistic for people like us in this world. And this is a challenge to all of us. Most of us love to work. Most of us love to create. So we don't see it as punching a clock and then sitting there for however many hours. For a lot of us, this is our purpose. This is our calling. This is a part of who we are. And so sometimes that's another reason why our fitness can sometimes fall to the wayside. And so these responsibilities spill over into our personal time. And this leaves little room for self-care. This leaves little room for adherence to our fitness routine. And so once again, this is where the home gym potentially comes in to help restore balance. And most importantly, this home gym helps to integrate and future-proof these types of things from happening. When you have proximity, there's power. When you have proximity, you have adherence to staying on your program. And so a home gym is saving you time, of course. But you can, this time that you saved, you can invest this in other vital aspects of your life, your family, your hobbies, new business projects, or simply relaxation. And so point number 8 here is long-term investment. So a home gym might require an initial investment. That's obvious. But it's a long-term investment in your health. Of course, practically, surface level, it's going to eliminate gym membership fees that may or may not be used as consistently as they're warranted. It's eliminating commuting costs. It's eliminating time spent on travel. And here's another thing to think about when it comes to the investment aspect of it. Many of us spend our days convincing clients to invest in our products, to invest in our services. We spend our days pitching ourselves. We spend our days convincing ourselves. But when's the last time that you convinced yourself or that you reminded yourself that your health is a lifelong investment in your most valuable asset? And that's you. You are your most valuable asset. And so your home gym is a lasting asset because it's investing in you. Your home gym is a lasting asset because it's a personal wellness center that serves you for years. it's an investment that's going to pay off more than just in these monetary terms. But more importantly, this is paying off in terms of your health, your productivity, and your quality of life. And so reason number 9 here is adaptability to changing circumstances. So in this corporate world, this entrepreneurial world, it's dynamic, it's fast paced, it can be intense at times, but so can life. And our circumstances can change within a blink of an eye. Our needs and our priorities within them can change in the blink of an eye. And so leveraging a home gym offers the adaptability to accommodate these changes. You know, whether you need to shift your workout time, adjust your exercise routine, update your equipment, change your fitness objectives, your home gym can easily evolve with you. And this adaptability is ensuring that your fitness routine and any future health program is going to remain relevant, effective, and aligned with your goals. And reason number 10 here, setting a positive example. And this is my favorite one. And I save this point for reason number 10. And there's much more that we have to cover after this reason as well. But setting a positive example as an entrepreneur, as a executive, a leader, anytime you're leading someone, whether it's a team of 400 or a team of 4, you're a role model for your team. In actuality, you're really a role model for someone out there in the world now. So your actions is setting an example for others, whether positive or negative. We have that type of influence. We have that type of influence to instill and encourage personal excellence. And so it also goes without saying that health and fitness are non-negotiables in leadership. It's not just about the aesthetics. It's about having the stamina. It's about operating with sound decision-making. So when answering the question a lot of times, what is executive health? Some of the top ingredients is probably not what you're thinking. The real ingredients at the top, it's stamina. It's good decision-making. It's resiliency. These are the things at the top. And so you have unique challenges. You have unique expectations. You have scrutiny when you're a CEO, when you're a founder, when you're a team leader. And when it's, so whether it's discussing meditation or personal training, using a health coach, home gyms, these are all things that are culture setters for the organization indirectly, because you are setting the tone and people are catching wind and taking things through the course of your actions. So see this as an honor. You're in a leadership position, and this entails decision-making that shapes not only the future of your company or your career, but it also shapes the lives of your team members and their families and your family. So when you prioritize your health and you find a way to stay more consistent with your fitness through investing in a home gym or something like that, you show commitment to wellness. You inspire your team to take care of their health through various health assessments. You inspire them to seek out different coaches, different modalities, different ways of accountability for themselves. So you commit to wellness. This lights a spark. This fosters a culture of wellness within your organization. Your focus on health can enhance your personal and your company brand. And of course, it's going to enhance your executive presence and your posture. And this projects into the image of a balance, of a healthy and a conscious leader. This can boost your credibility, your influence, and your impact within and outside your organization. And so tips on how to set up your home gym. We went through 10 reasons here. So now let's discuss some high-level tips when it comes to setting up your home gym. And so you understand the benefits of a home gym now. And a lot of times you might be wondering, okay, Julian, how do I get started with all of this? What do you recommend? Do I need to buy some fancy state-of-the-art gym and just invest thousands and thousands of dollars? I mean, you can if you want, but not necessarily. And so I'm going to leave you with a few high-level tips to get started on this. Number one is I want you to assess your space. I want you to identify a suitable space in your home that is quiet, well-ventilated, and has enough room for your workouts. Number two here is I want you to define your fitness goals. And this is going to guide you in your choice of equipment. So whether you want a cardio-focused gym, a strength training center, a combination of those both, define your goals clearly. And now, number three is invest in quality equipment that's durable, that's safe, and suited to your fitness level and goals. And number four is one of my favorite ones is to design your actual workout schedule now. So plan a workout schedule that is realistic, that's adaptable, and that's aligned with your lifestyle. And if you need help with this, seek outside help through a coach, a fitness coach, or maybe just an accountability group. So add some stakes to the situation. And lastly, number five is to simply get started. No matter what you have to start with simple exercises. Gradually increase the intensity as your fitness improves. Use whatever you have in the moment. Because remember, your health is your greatest asset. It fuels your performance. It drives your success. It influences your happiness. And so when you're looking for more convenience, when you're looking for more flexibility, when you're looking for more privacy, when you're looking for more control over your fitness routine, consider building a home gym. Version one, remember, doesn't need to be fancy, doesn't need to be intricate, doesn't need to have all the bells and whistles. It just needs you to be consistent and adhering to taking care of your most prized possession, and that's you. So any questions about this or anything else, feel free to reach out through email, through social, or the contact form on our site at executivehealth.io. And until next time, stay awesome, be limitless, and as always, go be the CEO of your health and your life. Peace.